Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And live from the West Coast, where it's 5:46 a.m., first pitch 15 hours away, is former ball player and Brewers broadcaster Tim Dillard. Dude, I really appreciate you doing it, man, but we would have given you a pass today, Tim.
Okay, good. Because it's early, so yeah, no problem. Happy to be on.
Tim, there were two things that happened in that game that are basically what kids dream about doing in their backyard or at the park. You have the Jackson Churio run around the bases in 14 seconds or whatever it was, inside the park home run.
14.7.
Yeah, sorry. And then you have what Frelick did at the end of the game to rob a home run, two outs to win the game. This is like dream-like stuff.
Well, we're seeing a lot of this kind of stuff with this young team, just a dynamic ball club. But, yeah, I can't believe they only gave that like a double and an error for Churio. I think it should be inside the Parker. They overturned Frelick on the ball in right field the game before, game one of the series. And, you know, after charging an error, they took it away. So I definitely think it should be an inside the Parker home run. But, I mean, golly, Sal Frelick, he was already playing deep because of no doubles to keep the guy off third base or maybe keep him off second base. And so for him to drop back and rob a home run to win the game, this is coming off the last win of a runner getting thrown out at home to end the game. So, yeah, the Brewers just can't play a boring one at all, can they? But Sal Frelick, I mean, the flying trapeze, that was a pretty amazing thing. B.A. was on the call, Brian Anderson, right next to me. We looked at each other like, no way that just happened.
Talking with Tim Dillard, Brewers broadcaster, and been on the hill yourself as well, Tim. What is that like for a pitcher when the potential game-tying home run is flying very quickly toward the seats?
Yeah, well, usually mine reach the seats, so I don't. I would have no idea what that's like. No, I think I actually had a guy, Hanley Stacia, a guy that we had. I think he's a coach now. Usually an infielder. He was playing left field randomly in one game at the old Greer Stadium, AAA for the Sounds. I think he robbed a home run for me out in left. It's a pretty cool thing. I think I also had a guy rob a home run, Zach Granite. He was a center fielder for us in 2019, I think. He got up high and robbed one for me. It's special. You know, you buy him dinner, you buy him lunch, whatever they'll let you do, but you definitely give him a hug because your heart's dropped, right? Like, you know it. Pitchers know it when they give it up, and you're like, oh, and you're already gone there mentally, physically. Like, it's hard to recoup from that. Like, let's say that ball goes out and it's tie ball game, but how do you lock it back in for the next hitter, man? This is the big leagues. It's a tough gig. So when that happens, it's a natural reaction. So I loved how Sanchez and McGill reacted. That's going to be a meme, just the best meme
right
ever.
Hey, so they've gone through so many different pitchers, have had at least 12 starters already this year just because of injury or whatnot. Can you put that into perspective, Tim, just how difficult that is to either manage or to facilitate when you've gone through this many starters already and they continue to win?
Yeah, I mean, people ask me when I show up, one of the things that broadcasters do, which I didn't know was a thing, but is a thing, that they get together and they talk about their club, so you can kind of get the inside scoop. So you have something to share on air, especially a team that you don't see that much, like the Angels. You're only going to see them one time this year. And they were like, well, how do the Brewers keep winning? And you're like, well, they just figure it out. Every single day they figure it out. You can put a lot of it on the bullpen, but what I want to say about the starters is they've overcome a lot, because what I see is the catchers coming forward here, because to learn a pitcher that many times, and figure out their tendencies and what they're trying to do, is a tough thing. It's tough enough in the minor leagues when you do have a lot of starters. You have a lot of relievers that you got to get to know, but it's a revolving door, right? You may catch in a week and catch, 20 different pitchers, because that's the way it is. The big leagues, there's no room for error. You have to be on the same page with this many guys. It's a tough gig, but what I think we're seeing is everybody getting comfortable. Look at Tobias Myers. I think he's figured it out with his pitch usage, figuring it out with his catchers, and he is thriving. So if this is what it looks like when you have a young guy that's putting it together and the catchers are on the same page, wow. I mean, and then hopefully they'll get some guys back from injury soon as well. But it's a tough thing, and to me it relies mostly on the catchers to have to step up. And I mean, it's a mental grind back there sometimes with this many guys.
Brewers' Tim Dillard up early with us this morning. Tim, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the West Coast roadie.
Hey, you got it. I'm going back to bed.
All right. Enjoy. Yes. First pitch like 14 hours, 45 minutes from now. And he just made another great case for William Contreras as an all-star.
Absolutely. It'll happen.
7:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.